This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Argo and Skyfall and Lincoln aging away at the box office, we're about due for a holiday blockbuster, and we're going to get one. The Hobbit comes out in a couple of weeks. It's the latest Peter Jackson movie, he of Lord of the Rings. This one is also based on a J.R.R. Tolkien book. The first edition of The Hobbit was published in 1937. And now, 75 years on or so, Tolkien's descendants are suing Warner Brothers for copyright infringement. Marketplace's David Weinberg tells the tale.
You can already purchase Bilbo Baggins merchandise. There's action figures, iPhone covers, mouse pads, all of which are covered under Warner Brothers' copyright licensing agreement. What's at issue in this $80 million lawsuit?
Far over the misty mountains cold.
A Hobbit ringtone. One of the many items the Tolkien estate claims is intangible. You can't touch it, which means Warner Brothers doesn't have the right to sell it. Oren Bracha teaches intellectual property law at the University of Texas.
The whole question of what's intangible, what is intangible, and what exactly copyright owners have rights has been haunting copyright law from the moment it was created 300 years ago.
The lawsuit started after the Tolkien Estate's law firm discovered a Lord of the Rings online slot machine in a spam email. Intangible. But it's not just digital media. The Tolkien Estate says restaurants don't have the right to use The Hobbit, which could be trouble for Denny's.
Try the all-new Hobbit-inspired menu, only at Denny's, and see The Hobbit.
So is the Gandalf gobble melt tangible or intangible? According to David Nolte, an accountant who's worked on similar entertainment cases, it all depends on the wording of the contract. A studio, ideally,
would list not just products that exist now, but would make it clear that the license is for all future products, including products which have not yet been invented.
Like online slot machines and ringtones. The copyright agreement was signed in 1969. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.